From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your choc top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, yes. Hello and welcome to Talking Flicks for another week. Mr. Lee, how you doing?
Hello. I'm really well. How are you this week?
Well, I'm here, so it's good.
It's Friday. Come on.
It is.
It's the best day of the week.
I thought about cutting to the weekend early and just getting you to do the show, but then I thought, nobody wants that.
Hey, why am I laughing? Yeah, actually, I don't want that either. The show wouldn't be.
You wouldn't know what buttons to push. It's like a space station here, and you'd be very confused.
I'm the brains of this whole podcast. You're the ones that pushes buttons. That's what we want.
Whoa, hold on. Just what was that? Sorry. The brains was it? See, you don't understand, Mr. Lee. There's this button here, right? It's the crickets, right? Once you find that little sound effect, you'll keep using that, won't you? Yeah. It's one of my favourites for you. But, Mr. Lee, how was your week? How have you been this week? How have things been?
Really, really good. I've had a really good week. It's been a very busy week. I did catch up with Thelma last weekend, so that was really good. I enjoyed that. That was a really good movie. Mm. I caught up with Beetlejuice. I will stop there. It's been a good week.
Yeah, I was surprised about you going to Thelma. I'll be honest, I want to go and see it, but you did say you were going to go see Beetlejuice, and you wound up in Thelma. Yeah. So what happened? You had two cinemas there, and you went left instead of right. Was that what happened?
Yes, that's what happened. Yeah, no, I went with some friends, and that's the one that worked in for all of us at the time.
It was Tamworth Bowl Society, wasn't it? That's who it was. Yeah, that's right. Stop hanging out with the ladies, Mr. Lee. Just stop it.
It's so funny. It's so funny. Yeah. Tell me, how was your week? I must not forget.
Oh, it was a wonderful week, you. Mr. Lee. Wonderful week. It's even better now. It's Friday. I'm looking forward to just, you know, tearing into the weekend, doing lots of kid stuff. Yeah, you know, all those dad duties just never ends.
So. No, it doesn't. No. It never does. Even when they get older, it still doesn't end, let me tell you. You're still dad doing things, running around, collecting, picking up, doing all that. I actually had to pick up my youngest son from a party on last Saturday night at, I think it was 1 o'clock in the morning, but anyway.
Oh, look at you. Daddy Dezo driver, was it? Was that?
Yes, I was. Yeah.
Good on you, Mr. Lee. I'm very proud of you doing the dad thing. Well done. And you are a very good dad.
So yeah, thank you. And so are you.
I'm getting all lovey dovey here. I don't know what's going on with me today. This is just not right. That's okay.
It's Friday.
We're a couple of minutes in. We've still got a very long podcast to go, Mr. Lee. So keep up your fluids because it's going to be. Now, before we get into what's coming up on the show today, let's go back to last week, Mr. Lee, because when I laid the platform, Beetlejuice. Earlier this week, we heard from Duncan, who raved about the movie. He thought it was pretty good, keeping to the OG,
which is fantastic,
which is great.
4.5 stars out of 5. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, he was riding on the fence. We ended up talking him around, which was good. but we had heard 80 mil was the benchmark for the opening weekend. I have heard from a reliable source that number has well and truly exceeded 80 mil. I could be wrong, but it was a reliable source. Now, last week on the show, I do want to bring you this moment. I'm calling it next week, number one, Beetlejuice. You heard it here.
Okay. I hope we're recording this because Lisa can
play that back. Oh, we are. It's all recording. Yep. Yeah. Now, that was all well and good until, Mr. Lee, you had to go and...
I think it'll be in the top five. I don't know whether it'll make number one. It might make up number two, I reckon. I reckon Deadpool's still there.
Whoa, that's a big call. That's a huge...
It is.
Hold on. That is a huge call. Now, did I record that? Yes, I did. Wonderful. We're both in the record, Mr. Lee. So in about, what, yeah, less than 15 minutes, this is going to go one of two ways. I haven't seen the top fives. I know you have because you did the run sheet.
I have, exactly. But, and as you know, I did the run sheet, so yes.
But you are playing poker face today, so I'm not sure how this is going to go. Yeah. So we'll find out very soon as to whether or not Beetlejuice is the new number one, or whether Deadpool and Wolverine keeps their top spot. So we will find out shortly. But let's start with some new movies this week. Speak No Evil took me not even 30 seconds into the trailer, Mr. Lee, and I was hooked on this one. James McAvoy looks like he's doing another fantastic job in this movie. And this is not a Grant Lee movie. That's all I can say.
No, it's not. And I have to say, you nailed it. James McAvoy, he plays these parts so well. He plays evil people very, very well. Now, it is directed by James Watkins, who did Black Mirror, which was another horror movie. But it is all about an American family who are going into a country estate to another family's house, and things don't seem to be right. Let's take a listen.
This is my husband, Ben.
Patrick Feld. This is my wife, Kira.
This is Agnes.
And has some trouble communicating. He can be a bit insecure.
That's Vespa.
Yeah, isn't she?
You should try.
Can we?
I won't call the fun police if you don't.
Okay.
Back before I quit my practice.
You're a lawyer.
Doctor, listen, you have to come and visit.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Done.
It's so quiet around here. I don't even have any neighbors.
Hey, you made it.
Welcome. Settle in. I promise you guys, it could be a great weekend.
How long's it been?
17 years.
17 years.
Wow.
You get less for murder.
Something's not right with him.
He has a condition. Makes it hard for him to communicate.
Sometimes it's okay to think things, but you can't actually say them.
Oh, no.
Thank God there's a doctor in the house.
I'm not a doctor.
What?
But didn't you say you were a doctor?
Did I?
Yeah.
Look in their faces.
Of course I'm a bloody doctor.
Agnes, why don't you and Aunt show us the dance that you've been working on?
Aunt, what is wrong with you? Just feel the rhythm in your feet. Like one, two, three, four.
This is the one.
No!
What is wrong with you?
I want to pack up the car and I want to leave right now.
I'm just sad to see you go.
Are you gonna go out there and be completely normal?
We've been pretending it's normal since we got here. Dad?
Remember that time you guys came to stay? You flipped out and tried to leave without saying goodbye?
Very freaky. You can open your eyes now, Mr. Lee. You okay?
Oh,
you're
thank looking, you. And I've put my headphones there, back on too.
Yes. Speak No Evil. And there is that scene in the movie where, yeah, like James McAvoy's character, he's not what it seems. They reckon they found this really nice couple, and then he turns just like that. Very nasty. Very nasty. And what he does to his poor kid, the kid's not dancing properly, so he's over there and he's shuffling his feet. Yeah, so that looks great.
Yeah, a bit scary, all right. Holy dooly. I want to tell you a bit of trivia. With only 5 days left of filming, they actually had to shut down because of the writers and actors strike. So they actually shut down in July 2023, and then they didn't resume until November 2023. Can you believe it? 5 days left of filming and they had to shut down.
Yeah, you just want to get it over and done with, wouldn't you? You've got to bring everyone back.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just causes delays. So delays in getting the movie out. Yeah. Wonder if their pay is delayed Because they've got some big bucks. Like, would you, because the movie's not finished, do you not get paid until the, you know, everything's finalized? I assume that would be the case, wouldn't it?
No, because most of the time I'd say as soon as you finish, it's wrapped. Basically, when the director says that, you would be paid straight away. Whether the movie's come out or not, you've still been paid for it. But they have 5 days. So that would be an interesting thing to find out if they did get paid then or had to wait, you know, five months.
I wonder if we should call one of our Hollywood friends. Who have you got there we can bring up on the phone here, Mr. Lee? Who can we call? Who do you know?
Oh, look. Off the top of my head, they'd be asleep, so I couldn't.
We used to have Jocelyn Morehouse's number, but something happened to that. I don't know where that ended up going.
We lost that, didn't we?
Yeah, I think she's changed it anyway. So, yeah, unfortunately, no luck there. But that is Speak No Evil, great little horror movie, and that opens this coming weekend. It's out now, so make sure you go and check it out. Another cool one I'm liking, Mr. Lee. This is more up your alley. Harold and the Purple Crayon. This just looks so good. This is a really nice family-friendly movie. Just looks so happy.
It does, and it stars Zachary Levi, and he basically, whatever he draws with this purple crayon comes to life. Now, I have a question. I would love something like that, but I think it could be quite dangerous, couldn't it, if you started drawing things that, you know, it could cause a lot of things, problems. But I know in this movie it doesn't. He actually does do a great job, and he is quite remarkable on how he does draw. He's probably a better drawer than I am. I don't think I could draw half what he draws. Anyway, let's have a listen.
Once there was a boy named Harold. With his purple crayon, anything he drew came to life. And one day he stepped right into our world.
So beautiful. The real world is cooler than I imagined it was going to be.
Look out!
Are you okay?
My insides are coming to my outside.
They can stay with us.
New friends. Yay!
Just don't get too excited, okay?
That's what people say when it's really exciting.
Come on, Harold can do magic.
Is this some kind of joke?
Mom's always stressed out. Just want her to be happy.
Well, maybe I can help. Making people happy is what I do.
This is incredible.
Do you know what brought you to life? It's what your crayon is made of. Wax. Pure imagination. You can't use the crayon all by yourself. It's too powerful. Let me help you.
I don't trust him. He's up to something.
With this crayon,
nothing could stop me.
Hey, see you later.
Sorry, Mel. I can't draw us out of this one.
Just believe in yourself. I do. That's cool.
Mel, we gotta figure out how to stop that guy.
Together.
You'll have to do better than that.
Oh.
Okay, I am getting really good at this.
What were you thinking?
Honestly, I don't do a lot of thinking.
True.
Yeah, it's your song, Mr. Lee, isn't it? Don't Stop Believing. Now, was that what you used to have on your alarm clock back in the 80s when you used to wake up? When you used to perm your hair in the morning, right? That was... I love the song. That's very true. That was a very long time ago. But I love how the song ties into the movie. And as I said, like, what a fantastic storyline.
I think it's a great storyline. And, you know, when you do have that sort of power, it is quite remarkable. So, yeah, I think it's going to be good. Something that you probably don't know, JT, because you're always with your kids, you know school holidays is coming up. So they're going to be home a lot more. Yes. Hence, that's why all these kids' movies are starting to come out now. So, yeah.
Great way to keep the kids busy too. Well, it's 105 minutes here, so over an hour and a half where the kids just watching a movie.
Yeah, so true. Now, another one that opened up yesterday is The Forge. Now, this is a drama family, and this is all about a 19-year-old boy who lives for basketball. Sounds like my son. And plays video games. Oh, it does sound like my son. And he's been out of high school now for a year and still does not know what to do. And his mother pushes him to, you know, do something. And he then gets hired by a fitness center and he finds more stuff and realizes how much he did need that job. Let's have another listen.
I'm just trying to see about a job, right? I ain't here about nothing. What, you a salesman for this company?
I'm the president. That's for more.
It's hard for a woman to call out the man and her son. When my sister tells me that she needs prayer support, honey, I bring prayer support.
Am I in the right place?
Let's go at her.
We pray that the Lord will open Isaiah's eyes so that he could see himself the way that the Lord sees him.
I want to introduce you to a small group of men that mean the world to me. What kind of man do you want to be? And what do you want people to think when they see you coming? If I may be blunt, a man stands in front of me. Isaiah, welcome to The Forge.
Now that is good. Miss Claire, I need you to come by here more often.
Mm-hmm.
Keisha needs you.
What a great mum.
Yeah, that sounds so good. I love the music. The music was great in that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was awesome. That is The Forge, and that is out now. So if you're looking for a bit of inspiration this weekend, I think that's the one to go and see.
Certainly is. Now, this weekend at the Forum 6 and the Odeon 5, we've got a special advanced screenings of The Wild Robot and Transformers 1. Now, that means that we only have a couple of sessions or one session playing this weekend, and it officially opens next Thursday. But if you want to take a listen of more about Transformers 1, tune in to Talking Flicks, and our Talking Flickster will be talking about Transformers 1, which is really good. Can't wait to hear that.
That's Wednesday, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, next Wednesday. So he'll talk about that. So,
can't wait.
Yeah, and he'll actually see it over the weekend and then talk about it on Wednesday for us, and then it comes out Thursday. So that's a first for us. We actually haven't had it a week before.
No, definitely not. It can't just be Wednesday now. I want to hear about the movie. I want to do another Talk of Lister. Come on. Let's take a look at some movies that are screening this weekend at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5, Ali and Romulus, Beetlejuice, Deadpool and Wolverine. It ends with us, Thelma, Think Twice, Despicable Me 4, Inside Out 2, Twisters, 200% Wolf also showing as well. Now, if you want to see what's showing at your local cinema, just head online, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au for session times and to book your tickets online.
Yes, so easy. Now, let's go to this top fives, JT. Now you get to see what's happening.
Wow. I don't know whether I want to turn this page. Well, hold on. Okay. I'm going to turn the page. I'm not going to look.
No, don't look. I'm not looking until it's your. I'm going first this time because I thought I'll go first. So we're off to the good old USA. Number five is It Ends With Us. Number four is Alien Romulus. Number three is Reagan. Number two is Deadpool and Wolverine. And number one for the USA, Beetlejuice.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. I'm preparing
for my... we haven't got to Australia yet.
Preparing for my
speech.
Got
to Australia. And wasn't the deal about Australia? Wasn't that where whoever...
I'll take any win I can get, right? Any win over you, that's what I'm going to take. All right. Okay. Well, let's go. Let's go to... we're going to... top Norwegian. Where's Norwegian? Isn't it Norway?
Norway. Yeah.
Well, then why
is
this Norwegian?
The Norwegian top five.
Sorry. It says Norwegian top four, but there is five here. You must have been so upset when you wrote this that you just... there'll be more typos in time to come. Don't worry.
Yeah, there will be.
Things are going to unravel. Okay, let's take a look at the Norway top five. Number five, The Greatest of All Time. Number four, Despicable Me 4. That's still going. What doing? Number three, It Ends With Us. Number two, Deadpool and Wolverine. And number one for Norway, it is Beetlejuice. Another.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Okay, here's now for the top five for... The top five for Australia. Number five is Alien Romulus. Number four is It Ends With Us. Number three is The Greatest of All Time, which is GOAT. Number two is Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh, no
and number
way.
One for
no
Australia.
Way, yes.
Beetlejuice. So, a quick question. Who actually works in the cinema industry?
Well, not you. Obviously.
Well, okay. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr.
Congratulations,
thank
Joe.
You. So, well, now we'll see what's number one going to be next week. This would be interesting.
I'm not going to predict it.
Don't have any bets? No.
Yeah.
Oh, and just for the record, what was the
I think it'll be in the top five. I don't know whether it'll make number one. It might make number two.
That's all that matters. Mr. Lee, let's do some news. We're starting off with some sad news, unfortunately.
Yeah. So during the week, James Earl Jones passed away, 93. Can you believe that? 93. Yes. And he was still working up till he was 91, still doing a lot of voice work, because that's what he was famous for, was his voice work, which Darth Vader, as we all have found out, that it wasn't actually James Earl Jones under that costume. It was somebody else. He was just doing the voice. Mufasa, Field of Dreams. I love that movie. Kevin Costner. Brilliant movie. It was so well done. But he had nearly 200 movies in his lifetime, which that's incredible.
Yeah, to me, I always think there are just some really distinctive voices in movies. He definitely has one of those. The other one, too, Morgan Freeman, for me, is another one that just really stands out. But yeah, James Earl Jones, incredible. This is some of his work.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
I'm not who I used to be.
Remember who you are. You are my son and the one true king.
Yeah, that is incredible. And the legend will live on, though, because we will all still be watching those movies for many years to come, and we'll always think of the legend that is James Earl Jones.
Absolutely so true. And, yeah, he was even in the Big Bang Theory. And did you know that him and Carrie Fisher never, ever met in real life, because he was in a sound studio and she was on set, of course, and it wasn't until later, in many, many years later, they actually met in person. Which is quite remarkable. When you think, you know, all these people that work in movies, you think, oh, yeah, they'd run into each other and all that. But no, they never did.
Not the way, is it? No. And technology's just too good nowadays. It's really scary how they do some of these things, especially when you've got animated movies nowadays. But they can voice it from just about anywhere now. So, yeah, it's pretty scary. But I guess it gives us better access to more talent, I suppose, doesn't it?
Certainly does. Exactly right. Lucky we're in the same room. Now, another movie that I want to talk about that's coming out in probably around December, it's Amy Adams, and it's called Night Bitch. This movie is actually all about an overworked mum who is played by Amy Adams, and of a night she turns into a dog that goes rampant. It sounds pretty good. And I actually like Amy Adams. I think she's a good actress. She's done some good stuff over the years. So, yeah.
Someone else I love, too, is Kathy Bates. Kathy Bates. Now,
yeah.
Yeah. I loved her in Titanic. I thought she played Molly, wasn't it, in Titanic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was actually a real character, too, that she played. She was actually on the Titanic, the character Molly, who wasn't she rich or something? She was like super rich.
Super rich, yeah. She was with Rose and Carl and
No. So Misery is my one that I remember in, especially when James Caan was in the bed and she had the block of wood in between the two ankles, and yeah, I can still see it happening. It's, yeah. But anyway, news is coming out that she's looks like she's going to retire, which is very sad after more than 50 years in the business. Yeah, she's going to retire. She's currently doing a TV show called Madlock. So, yeah, she said after that series is finished, she'll stop.
Yeah, do you want to go around the screens, Mr. Lee? Haven't we have a look and see what's happening in Tamworth Orange and Wagga?
Sure. So with Tamworth, which is the Forum 6 Cinema, on September 22, we've got a special screening of The Blind Sea. Now, this is all about an Australian surfer who has only got 3% vision, and he goes around into the World Championship of Surfing. Tickets are on sale now for that from forum6.com.au or from our box office in Tamworth. Plus, on September 29, we've got Devara Part 1, which is the next Bollywood movie, and this is going to be screening in Hindi, so very exciting. Our Bollywood movies are really taking off, and I know Odeon plus Wagga Forum 6 are also doing a lot of Bollywood movies now, so which is really good.
Have you ever done Bollywood dancing before?
I've seen it, but I've never done it twice,
and it's not as it's not as easy as it looks. I can tell you, it's quite a talent shaking those hips. Yeah,
I can just imagine in one of those little costumes with the little clicky things that they go like that.
Is it castanet? Is that what it's called? Is that a what you're referring to as the maraca? I can't make out what you're doing with your hands.
They've got those little brass things, don't they?
I've got no idea what you're doing.
They're like little symbols. They're like little symbols they have. So, yeah.
For the point of this conversation, Mr. Lee, I understand exactly what you're saying.
Cool. Okay, moving on. Let's go off to the odeon5.com.au. They've got their next Orange Film Society movie, which is on September 22-23, called Radical. It's actually in Spanish with English subtitles. Plus, on the 27th, they've got their Devara Part 1 that plays, and it's in Telugu language.
I think Wagga's got some very interesting movies coming up too. Do you want to tell us what's going on September 15, please? Because I'm very interested.
Yeah, so on September 15, they've got this one called Ardas Starbat Di Bal Di. It's in Punjabi language. It's a Bollywood movie.
That was very good. I think we should give you one of these.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm. Just don't ask me to say it again. And on September 28, 29, they're playing their Devara Part 1. On Saturday, they've got it in Hindi, and then on Sunday, they've got it in Telugu language.
Yeah. Next week, I cannot wait for this movie. We've been talking about it for a while off the podcast, Mr. Lee. Runt, which now it's getting so close, and we'll have it here next Thursday.
Yeah, which I'm so excited because it is an Australian movie. It stars Lily Latour, Jai Courtney, Celeste Barber, Jack Thompson, and Deborah Mailman. Now, something that I will say, JT, on Monday, we're going to drop a new podcast, and we're actually going to be talking to not only Lily, the main actress of the movie, but also John Sheedy, who is the director, and Lily's brother, Jack, as well, who is her real brother in real life, who plays her brother in the movie. So we're going to be talking to them, and that'll come out on Monday at midday. So very exciting. I cannot wait to talk to them.
That's going to be awesome. And Lily, she's only young, isn't she? What would she be in the movie, about 10?
Yeah, 10 or 12, something like that, yeah. Mm. So, yeah, big shoes to, you know, be pushing in a movie.
And I know that you wanted to talk to the dog. I know you wanted to talk to Runt, right?
Yes.
But that did not.
Yes.
Yes. But
yeah, well,
It could have been a very short short podcast.
It would have been very short. But I had Zeus all lined up. My dog, he was going to talk to him. So it was going to be good.
Yeah, so that is coming out on Monday midday. If you're thinking about heading along the checkout run next week, have a listen to the interview beforehand. Have a listen to our chat to some of the stars and the director of the show, and Miss Lee. That gives us a good opportunity as well to try and get another foot in the door because it's been a while.
It has, and as we know, we did lose Jocelyn's number. now another movie that opens next week is Slingshot, and it actually stars Casey Affleck, and also, don't forget, Transformers 1 and The Wild Robot open next week as well. So there's a lot, 4 movies next week, so big week next week.
Wow, that's going to be a lot of trailers next week, Mr. Lee. You're going to be keeping me busy, aren't you? That's going to take up half the podcast. We may have to extend next week.
We might have to.
You might have to put up with Mr. Lee for a bit longer. But the main thing is he's done now because we're calling it, Mr. Lee. We're at the end of today's episode. So. Yeah, that went very quick.
Wow, that's gone quick.
It did.
It goes every week. It goes quick, doesn't it? We talk about movies, and I don't know. Movies is such a great and interesting thing to talk about, and it just flies.
So much fun. Now, a big thank you to the Forum 6 Cinemas in Wagga and Tamworth, also the Odeon 5 Cinema in Orange as well. You can hop online to their websites, forum6.com.au and odeon5.com.au. All your movie info and what's playing as well. Do people call the cinema as well, Mr. Lee? Because there are some numbers you'd be able to hop on to, wouldn't you? And
You can actually call the cinemas. If you just go to our website and go down to the contact page, it's got our address as well as our phone numbers on there as well.
Mr. Lee, what's plans for the weekend before we wrap things up? What are you doing? More movies, I'm guessing? No?
I'm going to have a very quiet weekend at home. I've got some coffee happening on Saturday morning, tomorrow morning, which will be fun, just with some friends. And it's going to be actually a really relaxing weekend. I haven't had a real relaxing weekend for a while, so I think it's time to sit back and just, relax.
All right, well, we're getting out of here, but you can catch us on Monday midday for the first of a big week of episodes of Talking Flicks next week. We'll be catching up with the stars of Runt. Then Wednesday, we've got our Talk and Flickster with Liam, who's checking out Transformers.
Yeah, Transformers 1, which is a new animated movie with Chris Hemsworth. And then, of course, our normal podcast on Friday at midday. So big week next week.
Massive week. We're going to go get some rest so we can get prepared for it. And Mr. Lee can do his research. We'll catch you next week.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.